There's a grand series of arches that you need to pass through to get into Hydale. All of it is very incredibly well guarded. Hydale, the capital of Kandor, is the seat of power, obviously, or where the seat of power lives, the king. And such, there is always a very high level of security around Hydale. But today, you notice, of all days, has a particularly extra militarized edge to it. There seems to be the constant sound of marching, drowning out almost all other sounds of the city. And as you pass through those series of arches, the defensive rings of Hydale, you see many, many soldiers passing back and forth, mostly out of the city. Mm-hmm. You also see a parade almost of knights, many different knights with different colors, different house sigils, different religious iconography, depending on what sort of a knight they are. You feel comforted by none of this. All this security around you does not make you feel safe right now. Tiffany and Sir Hector.
Right. Huh. This is a lovely show of force, I guess.
Riding with a helm, the three of you are making your way into Hydale to the keep and to the king.
Right.
Seems a bit much.
So, Ahelm, your job is to speak to the king.
The king wants me as an advisor.
And you cannot offer us any help for what we witnessed. You're getting Tiffany her father back, yes?
I myself cannot help you. I have already seen it. The king wishes me at his side for future events.
I really don't mean any offense, but this might be where I have to leave you.
Look, Tiffany, we can work this out. We need to save Fairburn Point. There is a burning in my brain, a screaming from my God that we need to liberate them from that great evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I vow to you, I promised you that I will save your father.
Yes, you did.
We can still do that. I will speak to the Order. I will see if we can get any help. But to do that, there is a lot of work for us.
Yeah.
We cannot do this alone.
No, we don't have anything.
No. Look, I know of a few people that can probably help us. I have heard of in my times traveling, there was a great monster hunter that I could probably, it could help us, assist us in what we want to do. But if we want to do this, if we want to, in essence, wage war on a small city-state, we need provisions. An army does not march on an empty stomach. I don't need to be so blunt, but we need gold. And lots of it.
Whatever we gotta do, we've gotta do it, okay?
Look, you were close to Dick Ware, his wife, yes?
Yeah.
They were a family of wealth.
Yes, yes they were.
Look, you were closer to the family than I ever was. Why don't you go to her? See if she can help. You do that, you get the funds. I will try to rally the people. I will try to rally my order, and I will try to get as many heroes and adventurers that I can to rescue your father and take back Fairburn Point.
Okay.
Okay.
I will come back with more gold than we need.
Ahelm, will this work?
Give me your hand.
I do as such.
He takes your hand, and you see him meditate for a moment. And before he's finished, you feel a charged surge of electricity pass through the two of you. And you receive a vivid but quick series of flashing images. You see yourself chatting with a strange-looking dragonborn. You see a faraway land of some strange nature, a gloomy, unpleasant place. You see a handsome but arrogant-looking man sitting upon a throne of sorts, surveying his castle. You see people, a people oppressed, and you see great danger, or you feel great danger before you. Ahelm lets go of your hand and says, "The path you have chosen is a difficult and dangerous one. You have many futures ahead of you, all of them grim, some of them successful. I would say that your current course is your only hope."
Thank you. When the job is done, I will send word. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Hector, you ride off, leaving Ahelm and Tiffany in Hydale. You journey south towards the stories you've heard of a famous monster hunter. Tiffany, Ahelm looks at you and says, before we part, you've come at this point in the conversation, you've come basically to the keep. And now, because you're not, without your father, you're not allowed in the keep.
It still hurts. Okay.
Ahelm reaches out with his hands and says, please, let me give you a vision as well.
I hold out my hands.
The same thing happens. Ahelm grabs your hands and he meditates for a moment. And then a surge of electrical energy passes between you and you receive visions as well. You also see a faraway lands, but this one is less imposing, but somehow more dangerous. You see a deep and dense jungle, a place where the dead come back and continue to fight. You see a port city, a place of colorful flags and beautiful people, a respite from the jungle around. You see also a creature, a dark, fell-looking creature, hungrily devouring the energies of those around it. And you also see the face of a strange-looking creature, part turtle, part man. You're not sure who this is, but you get a sense of, if not comfort, safety from this person. Ahelm, let's go of your hand. I think you should speak with Lady Ware.
Okay. That vision showed me things coming back from the dead, and I'm taking that as a very good sign.
All right. You do your best to deceive yourself.
Anything's worth it for Dad. Not another choice. There's not another choice. Only stepping forward.
You think you can find Lady Ware here in Hydale?
Thank you, Ahelm. Best of luck.
No, I feel you will need it more than I do. He gathers his cloak up and then rides into the castle.
I give him a nod as he rides off into the keep, and then I ride off into the sunset of my life.
Tiffany, looking down on Hydale with its winding streets and giant arches, you can see many people moving to and fro, tiny little specks among the city. You imagine, Tiffany, that one of those specks is your friend, Sir Hector. And you think to yourself, you imagine him as clearly as if he were right in front of you, walking towards the front gates to the city, preparing to go on his perilous journey. And you want to go with him. You miss him already. It's been minutes.
Oh, no.
But you know that he is strong, and you know that he will succeed. And you yourself know that your journey, the one in front of you, is not easy either. You know that what you face next could be among some of the most dangerous experiences you will ever face. To find out what happens next, join us for Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Ravaged Chult. Season 1 starts July 21st.